Hello, this is Tyler Fender. Thank you for joining us today. We invite you to connect with us on all social media outlets. Now, let's go to the message.
In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse number 10. If you'd stand with me, please. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. Titus 1 and 1. Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledging of the truth which is after godliness. 1 Corinthians 1, 2. Unto the church of God which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all that are in every place called upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours. The calling and election. You may be seated. Therefore, rather, brethren, giving diligence to make your calling and election sure. I looked up that word calling to make sure that I was absolute in what I was talking about. And that calling there is the calling to salvation. It's not the calling to the ministry. It's the calling to salvation. God called you to be saved. But he follows that with an election. That's an odd choice of words. God's word calls the process of salvation an election. God's word calls those that are saved in the Bible, from Genesis to way back in the epistles, it calls God's family, the saved people of God, it calls us the elect 27 times. You are the elect. So make your calling and election sure. We know what a tragedy and travesty an election can be. But you're going to heaven because you're the elect. And if you're the elect, that means you got elected somewhere. It's a terrible thing, until I explain to you more clearly, that your eternal destination, heaven versus hell, might be decided by an election. I thank God that I've never been voted on. I can't imagine a more horrific experience than somebody voting on you and you lose. That means more people dislike you than like you. I like to deceive myself. I like to be in denial. I like to assume that if I run for president, everybody in the country would vote for me. If I only got a mere 50% and I run for president, I'd have a complex. 50% of these people in this country don't like me. In fact, you don't even have to have 50% to get elected president. Then you can serve for 4 years knowing that about 55% of the people in this country hate you and wish you were dead. What a wonderful job that is. I've never been voted on, and I just think that's a wonderful thing not to have to be voted on, because you can delude yourself. Everybody loves me. But when you're voted on and they vote you down, the truth is there. People don't like me. That must be a terrible feeling to have that reality confirmed by the ballot box. But yet the Bible declares that it is a calling of God and an election that decides where you are going to spend eternity. I don't even have time to get on these things, but if you look at the first 9 verses of the chapter that I just read you, there's a list of things, and the Bible said, if you do these things, you will not fall. I don't have time to even talk about not even one of those things that you need to do, because I'm talking primarily on the calling and election. You are going to heaven by an election, by somebody voting on you. Number one. You know who cast the first vote? The Lord God Almighty cast the first vote. And that's exactly what the psalmist David meant when he said, and the Lord is on my side. I will not fear. How it must be on the eve of an election when you run and it's close and you go to bed the night before with fear and distress in your heart, that you're going to wake up in the morning and you've either won or you lost. But David said, I am not afraid concerning my election because the Lord is on my side. That's an amazing thing. Of all the people that I could have on my side, I'd rather have God than anybody else. He's got the big stick. Your arms are too short to box with God. The Lord is on your side. The Lord is cheering for you. He is cheering you on. He is withstanding every alien force against you, and He vouches for you. And so we know that the Lord votes yes. But this we also know in Revelation 12 and 10. And I heard a loud voice saying in the heaven, now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of His Christ. But here's the bad part. For the accuser of the brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. He said eventually the accuser of the brethren will be cast down. But meanwhile, back at the election, He said every day and every night, the devil is digging up something on you that says you should not be saved, you should not be an inhabitant of heaven, that you need to go to hell. He is an accuser of the brethren. So God always votes yes, but the devil always votes no. If it is an election, somebody has to break the tie. If God is voting for you and the devil is voting against you, let's look at the book of Job for just a moment to illustrate what I'm talking about. The Bible teaches us in Job chapter 1, verse 6. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. I need to say more? I will. For going, Satan answered the Lord and said, I've been going to and fro in the earth from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, has thou considered my servant Job? There is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, doth Job fear God for naught? It's a discussion. It's a dialogue between the devil and God in man's behalf. And God said, I count Job reconciled, righteous, saved, perfect. He is a citizen of the kingdom of God, a citizen of heaven. And then the devil said, but I vote against him. And he goes through all of this litany of the reasons why. So it's a pretty staggering thing. All of us have had people that have loved us dearly. We've had people that maybe didn't care for us, and we won't talk about those. Let's talk about our mother. Let's talk about our wife. Let's talk about our friends, our best friends. And Job's destiny is open for discussion. God has voted yes. The devil has voted no. And so it's now time for his wife to vote. Then said his wife unto him, dost thou still retain thy integrity? She questions him. She said, why don't you just curse God and die, you hopeless thing, you. The hopeless thing, you, is mine. Well, he had her voting against him, so now it's 2-1. But he's got three best friends. Bildad the Shuhite. This is verse 1 of chapter 8. Then answered Bildad the Shuhite, and he's got two other friends. How long will thou speak these things? And how long shall the words of thy mouth be a strong wind? Does God pervert judgment? Does the Almighty pervert judgment? He said, Job, remember Job's wife or his kids are dead. He's lost all of his sheep, all of his oxen, all of his wealth. His health has failed. He's got boils on his body. It's so painful that he can't exist. He takes a piece of pottery and scrapes the pus out of his boils. He's just barely hanging on to life, but he's trying to hold on to his faith. His wife has said, I vote against you. His three best friends come and said, hey, what do you expect, buddy? Do you think God is going to pervert judgment and justice just for you? You get exactly what you deserve. That's his three best friends. It's not, the election is not going well. It's God for him. The devil is against him. His wife is against him. His three best friends are against him. But God's not through with the election yet. If you read Job 42 and 7, this is God. And it was so that after the Lord had spoken these things unto Job, the Lord said to Eliphaz the Temanite, my wrath is kindled against thee and against thy two friends. For you have spoken of me the thing that is right as my servant Job hath not spoken of me the thing that is right. God began to castigate Job's best friends that spoke out against him. But then God said something to Job. I'm for you. The devil's against you. Your wife's against you. Your three friends are against you. But he said, let me explain something to you. My vote matters. The devil votes matters. We're throwing your wife's vote out. It don't even matter. We're throwing your three friends out. It doesn't even matter. I know we place a lot of emphasis on how popular we are, but it really don't matter. It doesn't matter what people say about you. It matters what God says about you and what God says for you. God said about him, he was a perfect man. God said for him, you three friends are liars, and I rebuke every one of you. But now he said, there's one last vote that's got to be counted. He said, Job, how do you vote? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you there's only three votes that count in your destination and destiny. And that is what God says, what the devil says, but you are the tying vote. What do you say about you? After the devil had got through running his mouth, his wife had filed for divorce, and his three friends had deserted him, Job said, let me tell you this. He said, I know that my Redeemer liveth. I will see him for myself face to face. There is an election taking place, and I got to get to the poll. Jesse Duplantis said it well. He said, Steve, don't ever hire anybody that says anything negative about you, because said there are people that will do that, and they'll do it full time, absolutely free. You don't have to pay them. Friend, it doesn't matter what people say about you. It only matters what God says about you and what you agree with. He set before you blessing and cursing, and he's cheering for you to pick the right one. Friend, are you going to choose the blessing of the Lord? If you go to the woman taken in the act of adultery, the deck was stacked totally against her. Early in the morning, when he came into the temple, and all the people came unto him and sat down and taught them, the scribes and the Pharisees, in other words, the influential people, brought this woman to Jesus. Let me tell you about influential people. They don't have any influence with God. They only influence other people like them. So don't get too upset about what they say about you. Don't get too down when they say something against you. And don't get too elevated when they brag on you, because they will find a new hero within 10 days. Just realize that people don't decide your destiny. Your destiny is in God's hand and your hand, and nothing else counts. You can count on the devil to be the devil. Somebody said Kenneth Hagin never said a bad word about anybody, and they finally tried to trick him and said, whatever you say about the devil, he said he's the best possible devil there could possibly be. He said he's a perfect devil. Friend, it doesn't matter what anybody says about you. It doesn't matter about the railing accusations that the devil brings against you at the throne of God day and night. It only matters what God says about you, and God is on your side. God cares so much for you, he sent not one of many sons, but his only begotten son to die in your place, so he could stand up on election day and say before the devil and your wife and your three friends and your ex-wife and two mother-in-laws, I said he's perfect, because the Son of God has died in his place and covered with his blood, praise God. And so the Pharisees and the scribes brought this woman in the very act of adultery, and they tried to preset the case to Jesus and put Jesus in the corner where Jesus couldn't be Jesus. Let me tell you, there's never a man lived smart enough to fix Jesus where Jesus couldn't be Jesus. Jesus can always be Jesus. He died for your sins, and nobody can do anything about that. He went to the cross, and the devil can't do anything about that. He paid your bill in full, praise God, and a whole world can't do nothing about that. God's really on your side. God's pulling for you. He's at the polling place, praise God, and he cast the first vote in your behalf. So make your calling and election sure. And so they laid out the case. They had the scribes. They had the Pharisees. Oh, they had the very most influential people there to talk against this woman in the act of adultery. And just to make sure, they couldn't find Moses, But they found an old letter he had written 1,800 years before. And they said, Moses says. Now they've got the scribes. They've got the Pharisees. They've got the man that wrote down the law for God and said she don't have a frog's chance in purgatory. She cannot win this election. But Jesus stood up and he said, I cast my vote for the woman that the world condemns. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, no matter what you've done, no matter how you've fallen or how many mistakes you've made, God is going to show up at the polling place and vote for you every time. He just needs a little help. He don't need it from your wife. He don't need it from your friends. He doesn't need it from your enemies. He only needs it from you. Why don't you get on the Lord's side? Because the Lord's side is your side. And when you get on the Lord's side, you'll be on your own side. Let me tell you, you and God are a majority. You can swing any election. You can establish any truth. You can redeem any value. Praise God. And God is in this place tonight. And Jesus Christ stooped down and began to write in the sand. And it was a ballot. And he wrote in the behalf of this pitiful, pathetic woman, embarrassed in the very act of adultery. And he said, what do you say, ma'am? Where are your condemners? And she said, there is nobody to condemn me because you have voted on me on my behalf. And like you say, I'll go and sin no more, for I have won the election. Ladies and gentlemen, I've had a lot of people that didn't want me to, but I've succeeded. I've had a lot of people that tried to hold me down, but they couldn't because God was pulling me up. A lot of people wrote me off and God wrote me back in. It doesn't matter what people have said against you. If you'll find your place and make your peace with Almighty God and become a follower of Christ and a worshiper of Almighty God, your calling and election will be assured. And you can rest assured that tonight you're blessed. Tomorrow you're going to be more blessed. Every day of your life you're going to be blessed. And praise God, when you take leave of this earth and touch the face of God, God is going to say, well done. I've always been in your corner and I've always been on your side. And thirdly and last is the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul was a great character, brilliant man. I love to read his writings. They're so profound, not only scripturally true, but philosophically sound. It's just an amazing thing to read the Apostle Paul. I understand Peter better. He's just an ignorant fisherman that cussed and got mad and just God elevated him way above his ability. I can understand that. But the Apostle Paul was a genius, a flat genius. Before he got saved, he was a genius. He was a ruler before he got saved. And then he warred against his flesh. Because when you're smart and you know you're smart, it's a problem. When you have an IQ that's a little higher than the whole room full, it's a problem. If you're not very careful, you'll fail in the area the Bible talked about. You'll lean on your own understanding. You will start considering your wisdom as if it were not temporal, but eternal wisdom. And the Apostle Paul thought that every day of his life after he met Jesus Christ on the Damascus Road. And he said, I am determined to know nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified. I come to you not with the enticing words of man's wisdom. He didn't say this, but I could. But that's not the way I come. I come in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit. He recognized that. But he was candidly truthful when he talked about himself. He said, I realize... In Romans 7, I realize that in me there is no good thing, but sin dwelleth in me. I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. Did you ever have that feeling? I know what I ought to do, I just don't know how to do it. I just can't overcome my flesh. He was candidly honest with all of that. And he said, so that's just the way I live. And then he said about himself, oh, wretched man that I am. I find that a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. But this he said, for I delight in the law of God after the inward man. He said, the truth is the devil's against me. There was a whole lot of people against him that were trying to kill him. It didn't look like he would win the election. But then he said, I'm a wretch. There's no good thing in me. When I would do good, evil is present. But he said, I got to check the box. I'm voting for myself. In Christ, I can do all things. What a reversal. What a reversal. Ladies and gentlemen, consider not your own weakness, but consider God's strength. Don't hold yourself hostage every day to mistakes you've made in the past. Get up every day and say, the Lord is on my side. God votes for me, so I vote for myself. I'm going to attain the high office of the calling of God in my life. I'm saved, and there's nothing my wife, my best friends, or the devil can do about it. I've been saved by the blood of Jesus, washed in that precious blood, filled with His Spirit, totally transformed by His grace, and I'm going to shout from the mountaintop that I'm a winner in the Lord, not in my flesh, but that spirit that's in my inward man, I rejoice in that. And so Paul said, regardless of my failures and my falling and my accusations against me, regardless of all of that, he said, I win. You got to get up every morning, take yourself with a little nap of the neck, and say, wait just a minute. I can't let those things say against me. I can't let them fill my mind. I will not dwell on this. I'm going to dwell on what the Lord said about me. The Lord said, I am more than a conqueror. The Lord said, I am an overcomer. The Lord said, I am His elect. The Lord said, I am the apple of His eye. The Lord said, I am His prized possession. The Lord said, I was created in His image. The Lord said, I'm above and not beneath. The Lord said, I'm over and not under. The Lord said, I win and I don't lose. Every day of your life, God gets up and votes for you, and He is depending on you to do the same thing. Because the Bible said the devil comes day and night to accuse you before the throne of God, but it has absolutely no effect unless you agree with the devil. And I'm not going to agree with the devil one time. I'm not backslid. I'm an overcomer. Praise God. I'm not down and out. I'm redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. I am victorious all that I do. Praise God. I'm the first and not the last. I am the wonderful intervention of God in the creation of His deity. I am a partaker of His divine nature. I am not a normal human being. I have been baptized with His Holy Spirit. I have now not the mind of Steve, but the mind of Christ. I'm an overachiever. I achieve things that the devil said I cannot achieve, because greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. Hey, I got up this morning and I checked the box. I said, I vote for Steve. I believe. I vote for Steve. He's going to overcome. He's going to have a great day today. He's going to win his battles. He's going to be victorious. Can you give the Lord praise? The Apostle Paul knew he was going on the ballot. And he said, let me get it out here before you do. Because that's what they always do. They dig up the dirt on your past before the election. And so he said, hey, let me put it out here. I'm a wretched man. There's no good thing in me. When I would do good, evil is present. He just lists them all there. He said, what you think about that? And they said, oh, you're terrible. He said, but your vote don't count. Oh, because God's already voted, and I agree with Him. And I say, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me. And not only that, He would write to the people, the Hebrews in chapter 10, verse 35, and He would say, cast not away your confidence. After I know me, you know, they say, this is a saying they say about great leaders in the church, and they fall, and they said, somebody said this to me last week about a preacher. It's so disheartening to realize he had feet of clay. Feet of clay? I got a whole body of clay. But that just don't matter. Because he said he would put his treasure in earthen vessels. Ha ha. And Paul said, after all of that, he said, I will not cast away my confidence. He said, the reason why, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? That's what he said. He said, I'm God's elect. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It don't matter what she said about you, you're God's elect. It don't matter what he said about you, you're God's elect. God said, I will elect you 27 times. He called us God's elect, washed in his blood, the prized possession of Almighty God. So he said, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Who is it he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again. Who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us? Who shall separate us from the love of God? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? That is written, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels. Hey, you can't. They had a problem the other day. I saw they were going to elect somebody and he died in Tennessee. He died. And they have a law in Tennessee that they had to go ahead and leave his name on the ballot. And they've left the dead man's name on the ballot, and guess what? He won. Now they got a problem. Friend, I can be a dead man on a ballot, but I don't have a problem. Because praise God, I have in me the spirit of resurrection. I'll come back to make my calling and election sure. I'm going to be there on that getting up morning. I'm going to be there when the pearly gates swing open. I'm going to be there when the saints go marching in. Praise God. He said, let me ask you this. I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature. He run out of things to think about. And he said, nor any other creature, just in case you invent something in Hollywood, any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. People get mad when their candidate don't win. But I got news for you. It don't matter how many times I vote against you or you vote against me. If God votes for us and we vote for ourselves, hell can't do nothing about it. Earth can't do nothing about it. Heaven can't do nothing about it. Angels can't do nothing about it. Devils can't do nothing about it. Ex-wives can't do nothing about it. Ex-husbands can't do nothing about it. Ex-employers can't do nothing about it. You're just part of the elect, and God rejoices in his elect. In his elect. The Bible said there's joy in heaven when one sinner repents. Praise God. I want to tell you, we ought to come to church every day. Every Wednesday night and every Sunday, we ought to celebrate just like we had won an election. Praise God. We need to put in those seat back compartments we got there. We need to put those little things that roll out. Praise God, because we won the election. I don't want you to do this. Bless his heart. Rod's Parsley Church that got so beside himself a dozen years ago, they got to wearing lampshades to church. I said, Rod, my God, they're wearing lampshades. What are they doing? He said, we're partying for Jesus. Don't do that. That's stupid. But I do understand the feeling. I do understand the feeling, praise God. We ought to come to church every Wednesday and every Sunday and celebrate the fact that our calling and election is sure, that the devil is a liar and the father of it. He votes against us every day. Mean people vote against us. Somebody wants you to go to hell, but it just doesn't matter, for it is forever settled. God covered you with his blood, branded you with his name, baptized you with his spirit, and thank God, you have won the election, and you ought to stand on your feet right now and shout, I won, I won, I won, I won, I won, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Give God some big praise in this house. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Roma kasotolo halala baria. Praise God. You don't have to be bad for people to hate you. As long as the spirit of jealousy is alive in this world, you can be hated for doing good. You don't have to do bad to be hated. It doesn't matter who your enemies are, the Lord will make a table in your presence of your enemies and say, but they're the elect. They're the elect. They won. You need to get that in your vocabulary. I'm the elect. I'm the elect. Praise God. I won the calling and the election of Almighty God. As much as more than half of this country hates Donald Trump, they can't get rid of him. You know why? He won an election. They just gonna have to wait and have another one to get him out of there. It doesn't matter how many people hate you. You won the election. Just let your enemies stand up and curse. It does not affect you a bit. Just rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. Praise God. Praise your God every day. Get up every morning and say, I'm a winner. Not because I'm not a wretch. Not because I have a spirit that is not what God wants. But I am a winner for this one reason. It's I won the election when I got saved and born again. Filled with God's spirit. And praise God, I'm going to walk around like I'm a conqueror. What does it mean to be more than a conqueror? It means you walk around like Daniel after he got out of the lion's den. Don't you know he had some kind of struggle? Yeah, I'm bad. Why? I just defeated all them lions. Don't you know those Hebrew children? Whoo, they were something when they got out of that fiery furnace. Fire can't hurt me. Oh, they had an attitude. Didn't you know David was something to his brothers? When he came home and said, hey, don't fool with me. I just killed Goliath. They had mocked him and made fun of him just hours before, but they're now saying, is there anything we can get you, David? Oh, why? Because you have been elected. Friend, you have been elected. You need to put on the Ritz. You need to act like you're somebody. God calls you precious. God calls you the elect. God called you his son. Hallelujah. And you need to act like it. Don't ever vote against yourself. Don't ever confess, but I'm just nobody. I'm just backslid. Let the weak say I am strong. Oh, hallelujah. Rejoice in the Lord. Have you voted for yourself today? Have you voted for yourself today? Somebody shout, I'm saved. Somebody shout, I win. Somebody shout, I'm an overcomer. Somebody shout, I'm more than a conqueror. Vote for yourself every day. Like they say on the West Coast, vote Democrat and vote often. Praise God, you need to vote for yourself every day, several times a day. The devil's a liar. You need to just keep voting and say, I have made my calling and election sure. He called me out of darkness into this marvelous light. I'm a son of God. I'm not anything like my sister or my cousin or my family. Praise God, I'm called out and elected. And devil, just look at me. I praise God in the morning. I praise God at noontime. I praise God in the evening time. I praise God. I go to church when they open the doors. I write the checks because I am somebody special. Let me tell you, some of you people that don't give anything here in church, you don't bring any offerings to church. Would you develop the John Kennedy philosophy? John Kennedy was worth tens of... I got worried about the Kennedys about 5 years ago. There's so many of them, and a lot of them don't work. And I said, man, these Kennedys are going to run out of money after a while. Believe me, they're not going to run out of money. Oh, Joe Kennedy got it set up where they're going to be rich forever. John Kennedy never carried a wallet or a dollar. His pockets were empty. He'd go to church to politic in the Baptist church. He's Catholic. And in those Baptist, black Baptist churches, they take those offerings with a little pressure. But John wasn't going to be embarrassed. He'd look to his right and say, give me an offering. God, give me an offering. Say, give me an offering. Everywhere John Kennedy went, he got people to give him stuff just because of who he was. Now, they wouldn't give it to the beggar on the street that was broke, but they'd give it to John Kennedy. The Bible said the Lord would cause men to give into my bosom. There's a little lady that used to work down on Church's Chicken on Pat Booker. And I got to where I couldn't go there because I made a mistake one day. She was working so hard. And I gave her a $100 bill. Just out of the goodness of my heart. And next time I went into churches, she'd say, Pastor, can you bless me a little bit today? It was no longer out of the goodness of my heart. is now the persistent her spirit. I quit going to church as chicken for that very way. I quit going there. It shut down because I didn't go, I guess. But my chicken was costing $5, but my offering, you see, I was giving it two churches. I was giving it Living Way Church and Church's Chicken. I got to where I was tithing to that woman. Can you bless me today, Pastor? And she wouldn't say it quietly. She'd announce, this is the pastor of Living Way Church. Can you bless me today, Pastor? That's the way I'm going to start taking it in. I'll say, praise God. Can you bless me today, Brother Warren? Well, thank God. I quit going to that churches. Started going to Bush's. Nobody there knows me. I can get in and get out with just my chicken bill. Yesterday, I went to Taco Cabana on Pat Booker. Oh, Pastor. She come and kissed me on the cheek. She said, Pastor, can you bless me today? I said, all right. I got to start going to Mama Margie's. Can't go there no more. It's too expensive. The point is, he said, I'll cause men to give unto your bosom. Hey, you ain't nobody. You're somebody. Men on your right and your left ought to just give to you because you are the elect. And let me tell you, you don't get much till you expect it. I gave to that woman every time she ever asked me because she expected it. Oh, she expected it, praise God. I looked in my wallet yesterday, and I just looked inside. She can't take credit cards, and there wasn't anything there. But I knew I had $200 in a little compartment stuffed there in 20s. And she said, I just got $2 worth of gas today, Pastor. Can you help me? I showed her my empty wallet, but my old heart smote me. But I said, I got some more. I reached in there, got her some more. I just ain't going back. Hey, I'm going to tell you, there's somebody wanting to bless you. You just don't know their name yet. God's already put it on their heart to bless you because you are His elect. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Give the Lord some praise. If there's anybody here been talking bad about yourself, I want you to repent tonight. Oh, don't give me that. I'm just poor. I just didn't graduate from high school. You need to shake that stuff. Your intellect's plenty high enough, my friend, to be rich. Your personality is $1 million personality. You need to quit voting against yourself and start saying, I am God's prime elect. And thank God He's going to open up the windows of heaven. He's going to cause men to give into my bosom. He's going to bless me on the right and the left. He's going to ambush me from behind, and blessings are going to be waiting on me in the front. Because, hey, let me tell you, I won the election. I'm God's elect. If you're in this building right now and you want to make a new start in the Lord, I dare you to put up your hands, come down that aisle and say, thank God I won the election. I'm something special. The Lord is on my side. I don't care what my ex-mother-in-law says. I don't care what my ex-boss says. I don't care what...